In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Panthers Insider, 93.7 The Fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Want you to visit your teams in action. Want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Heading out to the hotline, my coach, Coach Dave Wonstedt. Coach, how's Florida?
Florida's good, Pat. Can't complain, you know, just had a little bit of rain here, and people, you know, they don't like that down here. They want that sunshine 24/7, but everything is good. It's great to be down here and relax a little bit and actually getting ready for the draft, you know. I'll be heading to Chicago here in another week or two. I got about 2 weeks of radio and TV up there. So, yeah, we're kind of in the quiet time, but yet kind of working a little bit behind the scenes, getting ready.
Getting ramped up. And I, one topic that, you know, Pittsburghers are interested in, obviously made a move for Justin Fields from the Chicago Bears. And a lot of discussion, new quarterback room in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. From your vantage point, as someone that covers the Bears very closely, what is Justin Fields' ceiling and what's holding him back from that ceiling?
Well, you know, Pat, two things. Let me just say this, that you know, I've always thought when I evaluated even college players, and I think you'll be able to attest to this from some of the teammates you had, I would always tell my assistant coaches, you know, talent sets the floor, character sets the ceiling for a player. And that was the starting point for me evaluating players, whether it was NFL players or college players. It didn't matter. Or high school kids coming to college. So, when I say character set the ceiling, I'm not talking about if a guy's a bad guy or a good guy. I'm talking about football character, the intangibles, getting in early, staying late, doing the extra work on the field, being coachable. Those are the type of things. It's really funny with Justin Fields because he passes all those tests. And your former teammate, Andrew Janoco, and Luke Getsy, who was on my staff at Pitt, Luke was the offensive coordinator here with the Bears, and Andrew coached Justin. So I had very good insight. And I was at their OTAs watching Justin every year, training camp. Matt Eberflus, the head coach, Ryan Poles, the GM, were very good, very close, very good friends. So I kind of had total access, and this guy – he passes all the tests. They're going to love his character. He's a team guy. He works hard. I remember seeing him 2 years ago with a separated shoulder in a sling, standing there doing his press conference. He just gotten beat up. The Bears got beat. And they said, what's your chances? How long are you going to be out? And this kind of sums him up. And he said, we play Green Bay next week. I will be out there and play. And he did. Yep. The guy's a tough guy. I mean, you know, you got to be able to survive that in Chicago and Pittsburgh, similar type of town. So here's the problem. When you evaluate quarterbacks, my mind is, do you have a kid that when you're down by 10 with 7 minutes to go in the game, can he take the team? When they know that he's going to throw and he knows he has to throw, to win the game, do you have a guy that can take you down the field twice and score touchdowns? Unfortunately, Justin's fourth quarter stats since he's been in the NFL are terrible. The guy's last in the league in interceptions, completions, on and on and on. That's what's missing. Him being able to close out a game when he can't run and use his legs and do all the things that he wants to do. So I think I really like the kid. If the Bears would have kept him, I would not have had a problem because he got better every year. And I think Luke Getsy and Janoco, they finally got a plan where they were doing a lot of the bootlegs, Pat, the waggles, yep. the movement passes, and the guy can throw. He can, you give him a run pass option. There's nobody better. Him and Lamar Jackson are two best in the National Football League. So I'm excited for the kid. I hope he has a lot of success. I think the Steelers, I think he'll do a few things that will get people, that will make Steelers fans get out of their chairs. I truly believe that he has got that type of upside talent.
That's great insight. Coach Dave Wonsett joins the Panthers Insider Program. You mentioned intangibles, and a lot of people, they look at a football program and they talk about the coaches, the players, maybe the trainers, the strength staff. Two ladies have been at the football complex for as long as I can remember. Lenny Kuntz, who's retiring here in a couple weeks, and Vicky Klein, whose last day was yesterday. And Vicky has been outside that head coach's office, which sometimes, that's a war zone, as you know. And her last day was yesterday. I'm still having a hard time. It's going to be hard for me to grasp her not being there. Your thoughts on Vicky and how much she meant to you during your time at Pitt?
Well, Vicky, I would sum it up by one word, loyalty.
Yeah.
I trusted Vicky as...
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Much as I trusted Tony Wise, my right-hand man. It didn't make any difference what the circumstances was. As much pressure as maybe the Steve Petersons of the world were putting on her and the staff, she never wavered from her loyalty to me. And I talked to Vicky last week. She called her and Jam, my wife, had a long conversation a week before all this happened. So she's family to us. That's how we feel about her. We love Vicky. Lenny is the same. Lenny was at the other end of the hall when I was here.
Yep.
So I didn't have the day-to-day interaction. But I'll tell you what, I'm happy for Vicky, but it's a sad day for Pitt football. Trust me, they are losing a real champ there, and for a lot of different reasons. And I'm sure that Pat, I read Pat's Twitter thing yesterday, yeah, and kind of banged him on a little bit, agreeing with him, that I'm sure he feels the same way and would express the same feelings that I have as far as Vicky and Lenny.
Yeah, they're great, and Pat gave her a little shout out in front of the team yesterday, and she got emotional. And Miss Vicky was she's a part of a lot of young players and people like me that grew up. She's a part of our lives, and we wish her the best in retirement. She certainly deserves it. You know, being in a football office takes its toll. It's a lot of hard work and dedication, and no one put it forth more than her. One of those players is Aaron Donald, Coach, and this is the last one I got for you because we're heading up against a break. You know how this business works. You got to get the break at the right time. Aaron Donald is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He might be one of the best to ever play the position. You would not have known that when he was in high school. Maybe you did, and select people on the staff saw the talent, but he was overlooked at Penn Hills High School. What did you see in him then, and what did it take to get him to Pitt?
Well, I had heard about him, and Greg Gattuso and Junko, Coach Junko, brought him to my attention. And I'll tell you what, I talked to two guys. I talked to Bobby Pelko, and I talked to Jim Render, who was the head coach at Upper St. Clair. Jim Render, both these guys are Hall of Fame coaches here in Western PA, as we all know. And Jim Render told me, Dave, and he looked me in the eye, and he said, let me tell you something. I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen a guy wreck a game and take over a game like Aaron Donald did when we played those guys. So then we really dug into him. But even with that being said, when he came to Pitt, I remember the conversation. In fact, I saw him in the locker room. I was back there at Pitt, and I was in the weight room. Nobody was in the weight room. Nobody. You were on vacation. Pat, you were on vacation for a month probably before that. But everybody was on vacation. The building was completely dark, and I was in there for some function, and I went by. I had never seen the weight room in the new additions. Steelers were on vacation, so it was me, and Chris LaSalle was giving me a little tour. The light was on in a weight room. There was one guy. It was Aaron. He was in there on his vacation lifting, and we started laughing. The first conversation I had with him when he came to Pitt, I sat him down. I said, now, Aaron, you know, I said, this is how this is going to work. Now, we really love you. You're going to be a great player for us, but we are going to redshirt you this year, okay? You're going to be kind of a scout team guy, but if you work hard in the weight room with Buddy Morris and on, someday you're going to be a good player for us. And he said, yes, sir, whatever you think, Coach. About 2 weeks later, you know, Gattuso and I were laughing, and end of the story. The guy played as a true freshman for us, as you know. You were there, Pat, and the rest is history. So I was ready to redshirt him. So that's how much I know, you know. But no, he's and I think he said it best, because I've had 10 calls about it from people over the country saying, rank Aaron Donald. How does he rank against all the guys you had, you know, the Hall of Fame players, quartet, all the Jerome Browns and so. And I said, you know what? And I think Aaron said it. In his era of football, he was the best defensive lineman to play the game. No question about it. And now the debate comes, okay, is he a better defensive player than Reggie White? Or is he a better defensive player than Lawrence Taylor? And he said it best. Different schemes, different philosophies, different opinions. So the guy, I'm just so happy. I'm sad for the NFL because I talked to coordinators last year around the league, and still, think about this. As long as he's played the league, they told me last year, I said, what do you think this week against the Rams? I said, what are they doing on defense? How are they winning some games? He says, if we can block Aaron Donald, we got a chance. And this is after, what, 10 years in the league?
10 years.
That's such a compliment. That doesn't happen very often. The NFL will miss Aaron Donald, but I'm very, very happy for him because he's been thinking about this. I know this for a fact that for a couple years. And when you start thinking about retiring, you're kind of retired anyway. So I'm happy for him. He deserves it.
Well, you played a big role in getting him to where he is. And rarefied air is where he is at. Same with you, Coach. Appreciate you making time this morning. Give my best to Jan, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Pat. Didn't mean to bother you, brother. Love you. See you.
There he goes. Dave Wannstedt, he's the man. Also the man, Joe Starkey. You can listen to the Joe Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 93.7thefan.com on the contesting page. Quick break, Maddie, quick break. And we're going to come back with Jeff Capel on the Panthers Insider on 93.7 The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.